All righty. You can hear this crowd. They're roaring with every stride taken. 2:09 to go, third period. Tied it to a piece. Keep your fingers crossed, fans. Face off to the right of Mrazek, who's done well in the Anaheim Gold tonight. Here's a shot up high, a rising shot fired by Jake Sanderson. Back at the point, Sanderson shoots, scores! And I think that puck went off of the Anaheim defenseman's reaction to it, but it changed directions after they let it go from the blue line. We'll look at a replay, but Ottawa has a lead of 3-2.
An unlucky bounce for the Anaheim Ducks, and I got this feeling that you're right. It was a play coming up the near side wall, and what a scoop of the puck there at the near side point. You had Patterson at the net, you had Perron at the net, and you had Zellweger at the net as well. So a cluster in front of Mrazek. That's a tough break for the Ducks.
Yeah, it is. And we'll try and take a look at the replay before we over the air to see if that did deflect off an Anaheim player. Meanwhile, Mrazek is off. Extra attacker on the ice for Anaheim. 1:44 left in regulation time. 3-2 for Ottawa. They just scored a late third period goal. Ducks need to answer. And Carlson missed, lost the puck, sends shoot it all the way down. No icing or such a thing as that. Ducks go back, Cutter Gauthier behind the net, lost it. Ottawa turns, shoots, and that's knocked down in front of the empty net. 1:18 to go, third period. Ducks chase it down, Seneca in first to play it. Now Ottawa has some room to clear, and they do up through the neutral zone.
Yeah, those great wheels there by Sanderson, outskating some of the Ducks pressuring him, and he gets that clear into the neutral zone.
So there's Phil Hewlett with a call, 1 minute left. Ian Moore out there. Here comes Ottawa, empty net for Anaheim. They pulled their goaltender, extra attacker on the ice. Here come the Ducks moving in. They try and work it on the right wing side. There's Kreider in front of. Seneca missed the open side. Wow, close call. Now the Sens go after it, but the play is going to be whistled down. I thought they might get the tying goal there.
Wow, so close. Less than an inch, I'd say, from going post and in there. Oh, on the far side. Beckett, Seneca. Just an unbelievable shot from Cutter Gauthier. Right on the top of the circles here on the near side after a great board battle win. And there's going to be a timeout. And as you just heard Phil Hewlett there on the PA system. Yep, timeout. But great pickup here on the near side wall from Cutter Gauthier. A couple of quick bursts of strong, powerful strikes out of the pocket and just rips a shot. Juicy rebound as it went off the chest of Linus Ullmark, and Beckett Seneca just had it with a bow wrapped around that puck, missing just far side wide. That was incredible. How did that stay out?
You know what? I saw the replay on that, and it looks like the goaltender, Ullmark, just got the edge of his stick. Or not the stick, his right skate. When that puck was headed on that rebound try by Anaheim, and it just missed. It's a matter of inches. Anaheim might have that tying goal up on the board if it was different.
And the go-ahead goal scored by Jake Sanderson of the Ottawa Senators. This is by Drake Batherson and Jordan Spence.
30 seconds left. Anaheim has an empty net, and now Ottawa will have to get a face-off in their own zone. So that's a positive. With 29.9 left. Wow, this has been a hard-fought hockey game on both sides. And the draw comes up to the right of Lee. Duck goal is empty. They have six attackers. 6-on-5. Last 28 seconds of period three, and the Ducks trail by one. Side of the net, Lacombe in front. Oh, and they missed an open side with a goaltender down. Ducks get it right back. Cutter Gauthier turns, shoots off a skate of one of the Ottawa players, and now the Sens break out. Held in, good play, Seneca. to the far side. Terry, 8 seconds to go. And puck moved in front. Big pile up, and the puck is cleared all the way down the ice with 1.5 down to 1/10 of a second. And it appears like the Ottawa Senators are going to hang on and get a one-goal victory. It's 3-2 with 0.1 up on the scoreboard clock.
Yeah, well, slim to almost no chance for the Anaheim Ducks. You just have to shoot it forward and hope for the best. But, you know, as you mentioned, Steve, there, the time on the clock, it just, well, it's a wrap.
Yep, they dropped the puck. And Ottawa celebrates a close one, 3-2 victory. The Ducks end up out shooting him by one, 26-25. And you know what? That's a tough one to lose because you're in the hockey game, been playing fairly well throughout it. And boy, to fall short, that means they just got to come back and get a better effort next time.
Well, look, this is how I describe the Anaheim Ducks here over the last two games. This is a team, Anaheim, who really kept in it with that Boston Bruins game. I mean, Boston, we know they work hard, but they just wanted slightly more. I thought the Anaheim Ducks had more to give in that game as far as every single category. Yeah. I think same could be said here tonight, where they just had a little bit more to give, but can you really blame them? I mean, that was a tough effort there against Boston. It's a back-to-back. It's a tough game. And you come into a game in which Ottawa, I mean, you know, they got everyone but their captain in, and that's a big-time loss, right? Kachuk being out of the lineup, but there's still some firepower here with the Ottawa Senators, and they were just the better team, but it's not because of the lack of effort for the Anaheim Ducks. It was just a back-to-back tough game last night, and it just made this tilt even tougher.
All right. Well, we know you got some post-game work to go with Alexis Downey. That'll be coming up in just reminders before we go to those two for post-game thoughts. Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network being brought to you all season long by UCI Health. Discover how Marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature, all in the name of a healthier Orange County. Discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. And the game presenting sponsor tonight, Hockey Fights Cancer Night, is presented by UCI Health. So that's the final score here, 3-2 in favor of the visitors from Ottawa. I'm Steve Carroll, alongside Rick Cutler and Vic Pence, our statistician, and all the folks that help back at Skyview in the state of Arizona. Tough loss, but there's another game coming up in a couple of days. You put this one in the record books and look ahead to the next one. So Emerson and Alexis will have their thoughts and your thoughts too. You get some callers coming in, and disappointing loss, but the team played well at times. And again, I think that tiredness factor was indeed part of the outcome of this game. No excuses, just a thought we had up here in the booth. So the final score, Ottawa 3, Anaheim 2. We'll talk to you in a couple of nights. We have the Vegas Golden Knights coming into Honda Center for a 7 o'clock game on Saturday. Pre-game shows at 6:30. Hope you join us for that. We'll take a timeout. Thanks for listening. After the break, Emerson and Alexis live from Honda Center on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your local Honda dealer. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Get 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines on clearance with big savings on the full Honda line. Gas, hybrids, and EVs. All new Hondas are in stock. Honda, KBB.com's best value and performance brand. This is the time to get a new Honda with clearance savings. Search your local Honda dealer today.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
250. Promise was made to connect families and friends, near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs. With timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind. Knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Busy schedule? Flex plans are now available to let you choose the games that you want. Select seven or more games to save big and get discounts on concessions and merch. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
On Hockey Fights Cancer Night inside Honda Center, the Anaheim Ducks fell to the Ottawa Senators by a final score of 3-2. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, it was one of those games you wanted to see the team get a win for their netminder in Peter Mrazek because he had an outstanding night.
Yeah, and look, the shot volume from the Ottawa Senators, not overly high, 25 shots on goal was their total. But I tell you what, at least seemed like half of them were high-danger opportunities. Mm-hmm. In tight, fending off Tim Stützle multiple times. AD and I just talked before hopping back on here. And we just think and we want the players to just, I guess, at certain times work just as hard as Peter Mrazek was. Mm-hmm. I mean, just fending off those second and third opportunities early on in the game, and I know I stated it, where I think the Anaheim Ducks were making the good first initial play, and then the follow-up second and third chances or plays, nothing came of it just because there was a missed pass or maybe lack of relentlessness as far as the battle's concerned. As the game went on, and you noted that, the good third period push, but as far as a complete effort, maybe not. And it was just a tough back-to-back, you know. Mm-hmm. That was a tough game against Boston. But, yeah, we just I think we can make this argument. If everyone had the intensity that and every second of this game, I think it would have been a Ducks win. We'll put it that way.
Definitely agree with you on that end. It wasn't the best start for the Ducks either, something we talked about wanting to see in this game. We knew that that would be important on a back-to-back, and it was Ottawa that got on the board first, so let's get into the highlights. But before they did get on the board, Peter Mrazek, we're talking about him. He made some big saves with 6:30 on the clock. Ducks turnover, and Mrazek just the reliable one on the back.
Oh, what a pass from Stützle.
Oh, another shot, another save. Anaheim turns it over. Oh, what a save by Mrazek. Point blank. That one saved a goal. And we have a whistle and a stoppage of play. That's the save of the game to this point.
Wow. Razor, as they call him. Peter Mrazek. What beauties of saves.
Those saves coming when Ottawa was also on the power play, so just putting a lot of pressure on him early, but he just looked so collected and calm, as we like to say about Dostal. That was what we were seeing with Mrazek tonight.
Yeah, and I think they both have that hunger. Like, when they're in the pocket, they got traffic in front of them, both Lukáš and Peter, you know, looking around that pile and just seeming to track down the impossible shots, right? Mm-hmm. Just, you know there's 2-3 bodies in front of them, and just you come out thinking, you know, how did he save that? So multiple times in prior games, multiple times here tonight, and yeah, that was a big time stop for sure.
That's a good point too. There was a save, I believe it was in the second period, where there was traffic in front of him, and I saw the replay up here on the television, and it showed Mrazek moving perfectly behind whoever that Senator player was in front of him and kicking out the puck, and it was just that puck tracking that he had. It was so on point tonight.
Yeah, and very, I guess, Lukáš Dostal-esque. At least they play mm-hmm. similar with traffic in front of them, really trying to scope out where that puck's coming from. And I don't know, even if they miss track it somehow, some way, they put their bodies in positions to give them that last second layer there, fitting off multiple second and third opportunities.
Like we mentioned, Ottawa got on the board first in this game. It was Nick Cousins, 1-0 after the first period. We heard Radko Gudas speak with Emerson and Steve, and he had said that the Ducks needed to simplify. They simplified their game late, and that was kind of helping them play more predictable. He wanted to see them have a little bit more success on the breakouts. That's what we saw in the second period. Started with Beckett Seneca's goal, became a 1-1 game.
Ahead for Leo Carlson. To Cutter Gauthier. Fan on a shot. Gets it back. Shot score! Beckett Seneca was right alongside Gauthier. Cutter gave him the puck. He fired it into the right of the Ottawa net. And the Anaheim Ducks have fought back to tie up the game at 1-1.
My, oh my, what a beauty.
It almost looked like Cutter kind of whiffed on that, and then it worked out in his favor, collected the puck, and then found Seneca.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I mean, how about that for being in the hunt, being off balance, making contact with that defender there coming back, and, yeah, to be spinning around there and to have that just behind-the-back-esque type of play. I mean, it was a solid follow-through as far as Beckett, and just once again, knowing where to be with those dead spots, right? It's like anytime he's in those situations, whether it's overtime and collecting that drop pass from Killer there the other night, just positioned himself, trailing the play perfectly, perfect gap, perfect area right there to slam that one home. So that was pretty impressive.
Beckett Seneca's 7th goal of the season. The Ducks then took the lead. Mason McTavish against, well, he's from Ottawa, so fitting that he was able to get a goal in this one, give the Ducks the lead.
Here comes Anaheim back, 2-on-1, shot, score! This time it's Mason McTavish, and I guarantee you that goal feels as good as any goal he has scored this season. It's a big one.
Fitting that Chris Kreider was on that too, his 900th NHL game here tonight. Nice pass from him.
You know, that really was. And, yeah, I just, how about that sauce, right? Mm-hmm. I just, you think of Chris Kreider as maybe if you had a pick between a facilitator, playmaker, or a goal scorer, you'd probably obviously lead more towards a goal scorer there, being he's always around the net and he scored plenty of goals throughout his career. But with that said, I just, for a pure goal scorer to have that sauce, that touch on the passing play. It goes to show how well-rounded he is. But those are plays where, as a hockey fan, you just got to sit back and appreciate, because that much better.
Kreider's 15th point on the season in this game. We kept it rolling in the second period, and Ottawa would tie it up 2-2. It was Shane Pinto on the power play. We went into the third, still a tie game for most of that third period. Another big save from Peter Mrazek around the 5-minute mark. Ottawa on a break,
trying to get it to Trouba. The play is knocked down there by Trouba, and here's a break for Ottawa. Coming in, drop pass. Pass in front, a shot on! Mrazek made the save! His biggest for the hockey game.
What a save by Razor.
That was an incredible save, and a very timely save as well.
Yeah, I know. Him coming up big yet again. And that was a tic-tac-toe play as far as passing is concerned for the Ottawa Senators. So for him to come back big there late again, it just goes to show, if he wasn't in net, it could have been a different story, or even more of a different story, yeah. Meaning just a pull away in goals for the Ottawa Senators.
So the Senators were able to win thanks to a goal from Drake Batherson at the net front. There was some traffic there. Olin Zellweger, a part of it. Emerson, just obviously a lot of disappointment with the way that ended. And the Ducks did have a good push late in the game. They won that faceoff. They were looking for the set play, it looked like, too, after that timeout.
You got a broken stick from Troy Terry. You have Beckett Seneca there missing even before that. So to have Beckett Seneca have that unbelievable opportunity to have Troy Terry, if he doesn't break that stick, that's for sure. Just bad luck. And it just goes to show they're determined until the very end. So it's just unfortunate break there. And wish it went obviously in on one of those.
All right, we're going to step aside on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll still be talking about this Ducks game here tonight. Look ahead to the next game on this homestand at Honda Center.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal, but telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 guaranteed fit. They'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Become an Orange Lions member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Welcome back into the post-game show. We're talking about this Ducks loss at home tonight, 3-2 to the Ottawa Senators. The second game of a back-to-back, and that's never easy for a team when you're taking on a team like the Boston Bruins last night. Then you got to turn around the next day. They don't have morning skate, and it's the start of a seven-game road trip for Ottawa on the other end. So they have had plenty of time to themselves to reset. And as we said, even last night, I mean, they had, what was it, 4 days off before they took the ice again. So two very rested teams.
Yeah, I mean, great point, AD. And you actually mentioned that, right? You mentioned that, I think, post-game show last night, just the difference in the Anaheim Ducks would soon be being in a back-to-back game, and then the Ottawa Senators and the fresh legs that they brought into tonight's game. But I want to just talk about two additions here that have totally reshaped this roster for Ottawa. And I thought over the years they've done a great job. It wasn't a total rebuild, but definitely they've had their fair share of struggles not making the playoffs in some time. But Dylan Cousins, I mean, how about acquiring him from Buffalo? I mean, we know, even though, look, he didn't tally as far as goal, he got an assist, and how about the ice time, 17:43? I mean, six shots on goal, three hits, just a big time. That's what you brought over. That's what you added to your team. So another guy, Jordan Spence, he picked up an assist. But, you know, between Sean Jersey going to the formerly, obviously, Utah Hockey Club, now Utah Mammoth, you know, the fact that the Kings lost Jersey, who I've always been a fan of, just undersized D, who really moves his feet well, creates offensive chances. Jordan Spence, maybe not to that caliber, but similar. Shifty, undersized. The fact that L.A. just had both those guys and somehow managed to lose them. And now just look what Spence has done. You know, so what is that with his assist there? You know, that's 8 points, one in seven now. And look, that's only in 11 games, right? So almost a point a game here early on. Not sure if around that point a game will sustain, but it just goes to show great additions from a management perspective shaping up this Ottawa Senators roster. They have that depth even when the likes of Kachuk, Brady Kachuk, for that matter, is not in the lineup.
How about their new podcast? The Kachuk brothers are starting their own podcast,
you
Brady and Matthew.
I did see that.
Yeah, I haven't listened. I think it's out already. I haven't listened to it, but
I know for sure
I'm
one
curious
episode
about
been.
It. Two current players in the league having a podcast. I don't know.
I think it's the first time ever two brothers. The word I got, because you had was it D'Angelo. We won't kind of elaborate any further. So it's been done before, active players doing it.
But brothers.
But yeah, brothers for sure. It's got to be a first time.
Yeah, we had to talk about that because we're podcast people with Duckstream. Thank you for listening. For all you listeners right now, talking a little bit more about this Ottawa team, this win they had tonight for them did bump them up in the Atlantic, and the Atlantic is very close when you look at the standings there. But as for the Ducks, they still remain on top of the Pacific. However, the Golden Knights are now within 1 point, which means Saturday's matchup is going to be a, as it was last time, it's going to be a good one.
Look, this is a tall order, tough test here, and it's going to be a game in which the Anaheim Ducks, they got to just bring it, right? They got to learn a lot from what transpired tonight. I think they got to get back to what worked versus Boston. And, a big night. We know we got a merch drop coming in, in that game. So, yeah, Golden Knights, just right down the road, and look, it's going to be a thriller again. And well, that game in which the Anaheim Ducks were in Vegas, I mean, a thriller. Peter Mrazek was stellar, as we talked about, And I just look forward to that game because you know Golden Knights are going to want that one back. Right?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come in hungry.
Yep, with that being an overtime win for Anaheim last time out, that's going to be a good one. But don't want to look too far ahead yet, as, you know, there are some things to kind of still dissect from this game. And a game that, as you just said, the Ducks can learn from it. And I think it's going to give them a little bit of energy going into the game on Saturday. So someone that did play the last time we saw Vegas was Peter Mrazek. He had the ice again tonight, and he already spoke with the media. So let's take a listen.
It's for you after a couple of rough ones in the season, but how do you feel about your personal play right now?
You know, I feel pretty good going into this game. But for us, the result was most important, right? We were 2 minutes away from grabbing a point at least, and we were coming with nothing, so that's frustrating.
With the way that the you know, do you feel like the team's had some struggles of clearing the puck as cleanly as you'd like?
You know what, we got to look into tape and see what we can be better at, but, you know, we've been in a stretch with the games here, every other game and a couple back to back, so you know, we just have to play smart, you know, I think we did some other good things in the second, not just a couple of bad ones as well.
What's it like for you personally when you draw these kind of difficult assignments, you know, coming in back to back?
You know what, it's not hard at all. You know, playing back to back home, it feels pretty good, I think. So you know, I was, you know, I didn't play yesterday, so I could prepare for tonight.
You were running back-to-back and Ottawa had 5 days of rest. What do you feel like you guys were able to do well against such a rested team?
Sorry, I didn't.
You guys were on the back-to-back and they had a couple days of rest. Okay. So what did you think you guys did well against a rested team?
Well, I didn't even know they were on a five-day break, but, you know, we just, I think we play smart first, you know, period, kind of. We gave them some power play there, but I think we skated well. We gave them a couple of chances, but I think we managed the game.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, that was Peter Mrazek, and, you know, taking some tough questions there, but obviously a good positive, you know, attitude, just talking about the schedule, but also noting that, you know, it was disappointing by the team to not come away with anything, especially because it was a tie game so late in this one.
Yeah, I agree, Eddie. It just seemed as if he put a positive spin, even though you can hear just in his voice just a disappointing tone, right?
So, frustration, too.
Yeah, frustration, but, I mean, way to go for him to, you know, put a positive twist on a lot of those questions. And I think for him, it's just one of those things where, and I liked a lot of those comments from him. He just needs to play smarter, the team in front of him. And I think a lot of those questions were almost attempting to set him up. But I think he answered all those positively the way he should have, and really almost indirectly still supporting the guys in front of them, right? So, as you mentioned, tough questions.
Razor is a pro, and you can actually hear him on the new episode of the Players Lounge as Emerson sat down with him, Dostal, and Gudas just a couple days ago, so make sure to check that out wherever you get your podcasts under Duckstream. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll come back with more on our post-game show.
Happy Honda Days are here. The best time to save on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer. Get 0.99% APR financing on certified pre-owned Honda HRVs, CRVs, and Civics. Plus, get a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas with 0.99%, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 1/2/26.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check the weather first before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and an exclusive OA member. Parking is included. Find out how to join at AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Show the Ducks fall at Honda Center tonight, 3-2 to the Ottawa Senators. This was game 3 of this 6-game homestand. Kind of hard to believe that we're halfway through it already. And we do have a text here I want to get to on the text line. Physics, I like that, said, even with it being a back-to-back, it felt like we didn't take Ottawa seriously enough. Maybe we should have spelled a D-man an ice minty tonight. So saying iced as in played him on the ice, I take that as, and sat a D-man. And, you know, to the point of the changing lines, the changing D partners, we saw some movement later in the game. What did you see from the D pairings?
Well, look, I could understand how it could be easy to maybe look past an Ottawa Senators team just because, oh, I don't know, it's a team that, you know, hasn't made the playoffs consistently years past. Look, not a major market team, right? No Stanley Cups, one. So I can mm-hmm. get it as far as, you know, not being original six and maybe having a couple cups under their belt or had some success over the last couple of years. But boy, they're building something special there out on the East Coast. They're kind of out of the picture most nights with the bigger Canadian market teams playing on. So they're just able to maybe avoid the spotlight, and the players seem to, you know, maybe gravitate towards that quieter scene there in Ottawa. So, look, this is a team, and you know what? I mentioned Brady Tkachuk being out, but how about Thomas Chabot being out as well? I mean, he is an unbelievable weapon there on the back end. So the fact that they are this good, not only on paper, but just how they look. And, yeah, I agree with that message. Just, okay, it's Ottawa. It's maybe not a historically winning team as far as the past couple of years. So I understand that point. But, look, I just think early on, and I mentioned it, this is maybe my third or fourth time mentioning it, but, you know, they had great initial plays there early on. But just the follow-up, maybe a missed pass, missed opportunity. So maybe that can fall under the category of, you know, maybe taking it for granted, and that can fall into not taking it serious enough as well.
You know, it's interesting. When I started to look at this Ottawa team before this game tonight, I noticed that they had 8 players in double-digit points already. Now they have 9 after this game tonight. And, you know, to only be 20 games into the season for them, that's really impressive.
Yeah, if you think about teams to watch out for. Detroit coming along well. Ottawa here playing solid. I always thought Ottawa was a well-coached team. Of course, you got Greener there, Travis Green, who earned his stripes there with the Vancouver Canucks, and he's been a long-time coach going back to his Western League days. Western Hockey League, of course, former player himself. But I just like how his team, how he's always coached his team, whether it be in Vancouver early on. I know you had some struggles there and the practices kind of fell out of whack. But you know what? Look, he's got this team dialed. Liked a lot of the plays there. It's almost like it's now a hybrid. They always used to take the pucks, low cycle, jam the net, wraparounds. We saw a little bit of that, but now they're taking out the corner and they're finding those weak side Ds. So it's almost like not a backdoor pass low. It's a backdoor pass almost higher. So it's something that I haven't quite seen yet, but it's something where it's effective, right? It fools everyone. Everyone shifts over, but everyone stays around the net when that shot does come through. So, yeah, they played a very frustrating style of play because they were ready on the transition. If there was any turnovers, it seemed like they were, if not having the odd man rush, very close to having an odd man rush against. So they were on their toes, and yeah, they were just a little bit better here tonight. Mm.
The next time the Ducks see Ottawa won't be until March 14th. It'll be a matinee game, so they have quite a while, and I'm sure both of these teams will be looking at different at that point in the season, being late, mid-March, we'll say. Times ahead, but one of the goal scorers in this game tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, Mason McTavish. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about the night.
Mason, it was always going to be a tough one for you guys back to back. A couple days left, but it felt like you guys hung in there with them pretty much till the end.
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, like you said, hung in there till the last 2 minutes, and obviously you got the go-ahead goal there. And yeah, no, it was a decent effort from us, but would have been obviously a lot better if we could have got at least a point there.
Do you think Parfield was the start was a little slow, not getting a lot of shots?
I mean, I don't know. They play a pretty stingy style, and they're really good at it. And there wasn't much out there for both teams to start out.
It's another tough one, and we're in the second. Just it felt like they were winning a lot of those board battles, a lot of turnovers in the zone. You know, what is that? It's kind of been a problem going back for a while now of not being able to exit the zone cleanly. Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think guys just got, you know, caught out there too long, and once you're, you know, a minute into your shift, still in the defensive zone, it's tough to get that that change, especially in the second period, being so far away from the bench. So, I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with our breakouts. I think that's just more, you know, being out there too long and maybe shortening up the shifts.
Have you thought about your game personally? I mean, Coach Kuby said you had a great game yesterday, and tonight you came out with that goal.
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know, it started pretty decent and then took a little bit of a step back there, and now I'm, you know, back in the right direction. So, you know, obviously the only thing that really matters is just winning, and, you know, we didn't do that tonight. So we're going to look to, you know, next game here against Vegas.
Felt pretty seamless when you guys swapped the lines with you and Leo. What did you like about the way that you played with Kreider and Terry?
Yeah, I think they just really hold on to the puck really well, and I feel like I do too. And I feel we're just, you know, reading off each other, making plays, and getting open for each other.
Maybe a couple words about Peter Mrazek back there tonight. He kind of kept you in that game, and maybe how disappointed it is not to get it too much for him.
Yeah, no, for sure. He was unreal. You know, him and Dossie have been unreal every single game this year. So, you know, sucks to, you know, not even get 1 point for him. But, yeah, he was unreal.
Thanks, Mac. Mrazek's available.
Mason McTavish defending the team's breakouts on the other side of that.
Tough questions. Once again, look, the media here, they want more. They want more winning. I get it.
We've had a lot of winning, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, more,
everyone's
yeah.
greedy, including myself. Look, a lot like Peter Mrazek, just good job attempting to put a positive spin on a lot of those questions there and really backing his team up. You know, some of those questions had the kind of wherewithal that this is a back-to-back, but I think Mason McTavish kind of put a stamp on it that, you know, a lot of this had to do with being a back-to-back and said, look, I don't think any team was very clean there, at least early on, which, you know, I could agree with. I definitely think, you know, Anaheim, once again, this is now, what, my fifth or sixth time saying that. A good initial play, then they kind of faltered after that early on. But, look, I saw some good forechecks there and some good battle, good compete there. And, yeah, you needed that, you know, power play goal early on, right? You needed that depth scoring again, whether it be Jansen Harkins, who I think had another good, or at least follow-up game. So, yeah, another fourth line or a power play goal would have been nice.
All right, Emerson, as we close out this post-game show, the Ducks will play on Saturday, as we mentioned, against Vegas at home. Always going to be a good one when the Golden Knights come to town, especially when you look at the Pacific Division standings. What is your final quack for tonight?
Well, boys, you know, how can we have a better performance on the next back-to-back? How about that? I just, you know, this is a question for the guys. I want them to figure out what's gets them going after a back-to-back. Oh, is that the next one?
December.
So
on the road.
Mid-December 15th and 16th. On the road. That's tough. You got in Madison Square Garden, you got the blue shirts, and then at Columbus. And
sort of odd.
Yeah, I think Columbus, you know, we're starting to see better hockey out of them. So that is definitely a tough one. Yeah, so, and I was actually mentioning on air a little bit, maybe midway mark of the game. Just, you know, Steve asked me about back-to-backs and what goes into it. And I just said maybe you do everything twice, cold tub, sauna, so on. So, but whatever that is, whatever these guys think makes them, you know, feel good or whatever the case may be, I want them to find that perfect template for success. For their individual performance on the next back-to-back.
I like that because the first back-to-back was successful for this team. Two really tough opponents. This one, almost there. Just a little fell short.
Well, you heard AD there, boys. Just do what you did last back-to-back. Thank you, AD.
Yeah, just do the same thing. I think for me, we're going to stick with the theme of the night. Hockey fights cancer. Just a special night and... You know, we are with those that are battling. We are cheering for you. And thank you to all those that are ambassadors for this great initiative that the league has alone. And it's just wonderful to see all the support on a night like this.
Very, very eloquently said there, AD. I like that.
We go from hockey to all the wonderful things that the Ducks take part in all season long. We still have a lot more exciting things coming up on this homestand. Three more games, and that next one, as we mentioned, Saturday night, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. Join us for the pregame show at 6:30. We will be here, and we will be ready for that game, just like the Anaheim Ducks will be. Like they were the last time they took on the Golden Knights. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can on the other side of the commercial break. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. The final score at Honda Center, 3-2. The Ottawa Senators taking down the Anaheim Ducks. Thank you for listening to the post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn. And enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see you Saturday.